crime and drug crackdown outside Salt Lake City's homeless shelter this summer forced hundreds of people out of the Rio Grande neighborhood. And as KUER's Whitney Evans reports, they may be temporarily out of sight, but for many communities, they're not out of mind.
In June of last year, Rio Grande Street was hot, loud, and crowded. Dozens of people gathered around a white tent where the nonprofit Utah Harm Reduction Coalition handed out clean hypodermic needles to drug users. It used to be a lot easier to buy heroin and spice in this neighborhood. The needle exchange program came here every week to try and stop the spread of disease and infections that come with intravenous drug use. Flash forward to this March, the block, as it's sometimes called, looks and feels a lot different. It's heavily policed, and there's a fenced-off area outside the shelter where people getting services can stand without getting hassled by drug dealers. But for Utah Harm Reduction Coalition, it's no longer a convenient location to reach desperate clients. The exchanges no longer feel like feeding frenzies.
And then we only have lungs today. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Ruth Urquhart is the only one working at the Needle Exchange mobile unit today. She's parked outside Pioneer Park on a rainy afternoon.
We were asking people in the months right after Operation Rio Grande, like, where is everybody? So here's the kit. Do you need any Band-Aids or anything?
No. I have somebody give me what I need today.
What do you need?
I need my heroin.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Yeah, I know.
Urquhart sends the man away with fresh supplies. The coalition served about 2,000 people the month before Operation Rio Grande started. The following month, they only served 100. Urquhart says they've started doing exchanges 5 days a week instead of two to reach people they've lost. And they're trying to get out to more areas of the state. The need is still there. Urquhart recalls a recent encounter with a client she hadn't seen in a while.
I went up to him and asked if he was okay. I asked if he wanted a kit, and he's actually started crying, and he said, "I've been using the same syringe for 6 weeks. I haven't been able to find you guys."
Since August, law enforcement have booked more than 3,000 people into the Salt Lake County Jail as part of Operation Rio Grande. Fewer than 350 remain there. The rest were released back into the community. Some are getting treatment. Others simply picked up and moved to surrounding neighborhoods and cities. The Road Home says there's been no dip in services, which means law enforcement didn't scare away people who are there to get help. But it's this other population, this Rio Grande diaspora, that has residents, businesses, and public officials worried about the safety and security of their communities.
Victor 71.
Unified Police Detective Javier Chavez says the operation has had a significant effect on Midvale.
We've been getting a lot of new faces that we've never seen before.
Midvale Mayor Robert Hale joined us on a recent ride through the city to get a look at the problem.
I kind of got the impression that all it did was push people out. Some people call it a leaf blower. I called it a plunger. Individually, there might be some people that got their lives straightened out, but generally that it just moved it somewhere else.
Midvale's been proactive. That's because they've had some time to prepare. The city was once home to a winter overflow shelter, but that became a year-round family shelter in 2016. Detective Chavez was hired to keep an eye on the place and patrol the surrounding neighborhood.
We are starting to see a lot more narcotics inside the shelter. We are starting to see more weapons in the sense of knives. Last year, we did capture, or this past summer, a few firearms out of there. But this new phase of homelessness that got driven here from Operation Iran is the ones that are bringing those weapons into our shelter.
Chavez says he has a good relationship with families in the shelter. They often tip him off to illegal activity. He patrols the neighborhood looking for transients, who Chavez says refuse to stay at the shelter because they don't want to follow the rules. And he works closely with local businesses, strictly enforcing those no loitering signs on private property. Chavez pulls up to this man standing outside a gas station.
Come over for a second.
And the man tells Chavez he's waiting for his family. But when Chavez asks where his family is, he stammers.
Huh? Where's your family at?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Chavez has this kind of interaction every day. It's the sort of hands-on neighborhood policing that South Salt Lake wants to copy. South Salt Lake Police Chief Jack Carruth says his city has also seen an increase in transients in crime because of Operation Rio Grande.
Our numbers jumped from 42 contacts a month to 232 a month. So you can see that direct impact that it had on South Salt Lake.
The city already hosts the Salt Lake County Detention Center. So inmates released from jail end up in South Salt Lake.
And we essentially have a secondary contact with anybody that was arrested in Operation Rio Grande.
Carruth is also preparing for a new men's homeless shelter next year. Right now, he has only one officer who's dedicated to handling homeless issues. The Utah Department of Public Safety has received about 30 calls and emails on the public tip line since Operation Rio Grande started. Public Safety Commissioner Keith Squires has been fielding questions and concerns from local law enforcement.
We have not had one complaint that's either come to us from a law enforcement agency or from the community that we have not gone out and sent officers to investigate and address. But it's not against the law to be homeless.
Squires says he's standing by the phone, but the reality is only one law enforcement agency has called him asking for help. Utah Governor Gary Herbert just signed a bill that provides funding to cities that host homeless shelters so they can hire more police officers. Midvale is asking for two new officers. South Salt Lake Police Chief Jack Carruth says his city is asking for a dozen.
I honestly do not want to be a chief that stands in front of the television saying, or a news camera, that we have to regain control of our city. We had control of our city prior to Operation Rio Grande and the shelter coming, and we should not lose control of our city, and that's our goal.
But homelessness is not just a law enforcement issue. Hiring police officers won't solve the affordable housing crisis. It won't open more detox beds, which are in high demand. And it won't give people a place to sleep at night. When the Road Home Shelter downtown closes next year, Salt Lake County will lose about 400 emergency shelter beds. At a time when Utah's homeless population is up slightly, they'll need a place to go. Otherwise, cities will continue to see interactions between police and homeless people, like the one in Midvale, between UPD Detective Javier Chavez and the man outside the Midvale gas station.
You can hang out on the sidewalk. That's public property. You can hang out there all you want, as long as you're not obstructing the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Okay? I appreciate it, man. You take care, okay?
You too.
See ya.
Those folks who left Rio Grande this summer might just keep getting shuffled along. Whitney Evans, KUER News.